this year. But Rachel Barkow, a New York University law professor, says that enforcing a contempt finding could be a challenge.
It could be a fine. It could be imprisonment of the people that were actually held. But getting that contempt order enforced would also require cooperation by the Department of Justice, and it's possible that they wouldn't comply with that.
Trump administration says Kilmar Abrego-Garcia will not return to the U.S. He's the Maryland man deported to El Salvador. The administration says that was because of a clerical error, but they maintain he's a gang member. A day after trade talks between the U.S. and Japan, President Trump today meets with Italy's prime minister. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell warned Wednesday that tariffs will likely cause higher inflation. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A change of venue requested has been denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago. Court officials said if Carson Peters Berger's defense team is worried about bias or prejudice in the Chippewa Falls jury pool, they can take care of it through the jury questionnaire process. A recent survey of early childhood education providers in Wisconsin shows many of them are at risk of closing. Dozens of child care workers rallied on the Capitol steps Wednesday, calling on lawmakers to urge continued state funding. Governor Tony Evers has included $480 million to continue the program in his proposed state budget. And Democratic lawmakers reintroduce a green amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. Proponents say it would protect the state's climate and environment for current and future generations. That amendment is unlikely to be taken up in the Republican-controlled state legislature. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We will start with a little sunshine, then clouds will increase with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers by late afternoon into this evening. It'll be breezy, too, with a high right around 64. Tonight, showers, thundershowers, 52. Tomorrow, scattered thundershowers with temps in the 60s. It's barbecue season, and this spring you should kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Maximum hits.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:02. Yes, it's Thursday. It's almost Friday. It's a holiday for some people tomorrow. We will be here tomorrow. Here is Wham! Everything She Wants on Max FM.
You, because I said to- morning.
Radio's not dead,
but a lot of other stations sure smell that way.
We're your fresh choice.
99.7 Max FM.
Come out, Virginia. Don't let me wait. You got the liquor. Start much too late. Oh, but sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built a true temple and locked you away. Oh, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind, never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Oh, baby. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young.
Hey,
will be the one. You know that only the good die young. Tell you, baby, you know that only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. I hope everyone is having a great Thursday so far. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. We do know that there's a chance of some thunderstorms later on today. We are monitoring that. We'll talk about that in just a moment. So today, increasing clouds, a high of 63, breezy with winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day. We are monitoring those for a possible severe threat. If necessary, we will break into regular programming later on today if we do have any warnings. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances. And again, some of those have a chance to be a little bit severe, mostly cloudy with a low of 54. On Friday, we again have chances of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a high of 68. Again, we are monitoring Friday's system as well. Saturday, cooling down, mostly sunny with a high of 57. On Sunday, showers, possibly in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 53. Looking ahead next week, we do have shower chances and highs near 60 next week. Currently 37 degrees outside the Max FM studios. And again, we do keep tabs on this, and we will break in if necessary later on today or tomorrow. We are here tomorrow. It is not a holiday for us tomorrow. We are here with you all day long and into the evening as well. Time has released its top 100 most influential people of 2025. And these are the people with some of the names you might recognize. Artists Ed Sheeran, Scarlett Johansson, Kristen Bell, Adam Scott, Rashida Jones, Kristen Wiig, Nicole Scherzinger, Diego Luna from Star Wars series, and Daniel Day-Kim from Lost. So those are some of the artists we may recognize. Icons include Demi Moore, Eagle star Jalen Hurts, Adrian Brody, and let's see, we have news anchor David Muir and beauty mogul Bobby Brown. Some of the titans on Time's Most 100 Influential People include Serena Williams, Blake Lively, Lauren Michaels, Simone Biles, Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos, Joe Rogan, and Mark Zuckerberg. Pioneers were Rose and Blackpink and British singer Miles Smith. Innovators, Snoop Dogg, Nikki Glaser, Wicked director John M. Chu, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, and chef Kwame Onwuachi. So these will air on ABC on a special Snoop Dogg is going to host with Ed Sheeran and Miles Smith will perform. So yeah, those are some of Time's Most 100 Influential People of 2025. And so yeah, there's more on this list. We just went over some of those people that are on our list today. We will be having a flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. We are going to have 50% off at Bender's Tap Inn at Reedsburg starting at 7 a.m. this morning, and that goes until 9 a.m. So you need to check that out in your cart. No code required between 7 and 9 a.m. this morning to take advantage of half off Bender's Tap Inn in Reedsburg today only, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. No code required. Coming up, we're going to look at sports news by John Mellencamp on Max FM.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
I thought we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
99.7, little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze, Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees, dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Back, flexes his thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there and Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Gone.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:20 on Thursday morning. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask that smart device to play Max FM Bear Boom. Better yet, download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM to stream us with you wherever you go. Also, you can text right from the app. Here is Human League on Max FM.
Dry your eyes, wipe your tears. Never like to see you cry. Won't you please forgive me? I
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave. It is 6:28 on Thursday morning. Passive-aggressive people will love this. What's the most polite way you can think of telling someone, do you know something that I'm not going to say on air because I'll get in trouble? But sometimes people want to express their displeasure with something or with something that someone did. Now, instead of flipping off another driver, blow them a kiss. It's even more infuriating than the finger, someone said, or sarcastic thumbs up works as well. Another one is, have the day you deserve. It's hard to call you out for it because it could be meant in a nice way. Another one is of ways to respond to people is noted. If someone's jerk sends a long ranting email reply with a one-word answer that is the worst, it's just very dismissive. Bless your heart. That's a classic from the Deep South. You've been genuinely wonderful. They know it's an insult because it's over the top and they obviously haven't been wonderful. Just smile. A McDonald's worker shared that one. Don't respond. Just smile and watch your blood boil. I'll pray for you is another one. Again, we're talking about ways to respond to people without saying something you're not supposed to. Another one is be that as it may. Let them rant and hit them with that be as it may and shut it down. It sounds old school and polite like you're validating them, but you're really saying yeah, no. How amusing for you. It was supposed to be what Queen Elizabeth would say if she thought you were not a nice person. So that came from Reddit this morning, the most polite way to tell someone something without using inappropriate language today. So, yeah, some of those are interesting. The blowing a kiss, that's a new one instead of a finger, you know. That's probably a good one. The thumbs up is always a good one. I may have seen people do that one as well. You know, but everyone I do know likes to use a horn in their car when a driver does something that they don't like. And then usually it's followed with some other expression with their hand and saying they're number one. I get it. But, you know, probably not the most appropriate thing to do, especially if you have kids in the car or maybe they have kids in their car. So always something to consider. If you've got any good ones, feel free to text me, 608-355-9970, or you can text via the free Civic Media app as well. This is Dave. We're hanging out with you on Thursday morning. We're one day closer to the weekend. I can't believe it's already Thursday. This week has been flying by. Coming up, we're going to look at weather news by Blondie on Max FM.
For getting the job done right is job one. You need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW10 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW10. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
This is Rhonda from Purple Lotus Studio in Baraboo, congratulating 99.7 Max FM on their new location in downtown Baraboo and inviting you to check out our website at purplelotus.studio to book your confidence-boosting portrait session today.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We will start with a little sunshine, then clouds will increase with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers by late afternoon into this evening. It'll be breezy, too, with a high right around 64. Tonight, showers, thundershowers, 52. Tomorrow, scattered thundershowers with temps in the 60s. It's barbecue season, and this spring you should kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM.
Wanna say
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant on Thursday morning. I hope everyone's having a great day so far. Coming up tomorrow, SSM Health is going to have a blood drive at St. Clair Hospital from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're located at 707 14th Street, and this will be held in the Ringling Room. Appointments are preferred. You can email S. Murthy, that is S-M-U-R-T-H-Y, at impactlife.org to schedule an appointment. For more information, you can go to bloodcenter.org. Also, the Baraboo Area Senior Center Organization is going to have a broad sale. That is happening this Saturday, April 19th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Viking BP at the corner of Reedsburg. Menu includes brats, hot dogs, pork hoagies, and more. And they're accepting credit cards. So if you'd like to get a great meal and support a great cause, head over to Reedsburg on Saturday. Emily is going to join me at 7 to 10 this morning. We are going to talk about the 5-second rule. Someone on TikTok did a study on this, and we're going to talk about the 5-second rule. You know, if you drop something on the floor, should you still pick it up and eat it? We're going to talk about that. Also, we are celebrating our celebrity birthdays at 7:40 this morning. If you know someone that's locally celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app, and we'll be sure to mention those right around 7:40. And then at 8:10, we're going to talk about the big issue from yesterday. Zoom went down yesterday. Yes, it did. And it was causing a little bit of chaos for people. I think some others were rejoicing, just saying. And as a reminder, our flash sale starts in 18 minutes over at maxfmbigdeals.com. We're going to have 50% off vendors tap in from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. this morning. No code required, so get ready to save big. Shop local at maxfmbigdeals.com. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, April 19th, the Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting Breakfast with Bunny. This event will be from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Each guest is invited to have their picture taken with the Easter Bunny, and paid guests will get a muffin and juice. You can find all the details at Baraboo Children's Museum.org. This again is from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 19th. And later that night, from 6 until 8 p.m., the Children's Museum invites you for the egg hunt at the museum. Each child will be provided an egg carton to fill, 12 eggs per child. Again, visit their website for more details and follow their social media pages. The Portage Lions Club will once again be hosting their Easter egg hunt. This will be happening on the grounds of Woodbridge and John Murr School. Hunt will start right at 10 a.m. Children will split into age groups for 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 11. The Easter Bunny and Leo the Lion will be on site for photo opportunities. This is on Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. until 10:30. And as you can imagine, that is just some of the many Easter-related events happening this upcoming weekend. Be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and also local businesses' social media pages for other events. Coming up on Thursday, April 24th, Trappers Turn Golf Course will be hosting the Grape and Gourmet Gala for 2025. This is the biggest fundraiser for the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County Friends of the Campus Scholarship Program. Enjoy a delicious multi-course dinner with wine pairings at Trapper's Turn. There'll be experiences throughout the evening, including a wine raffle, live auction, fund-to-need donations, and a student speaker. Again, this is all on Thursday, April 24th from 5:15 until 9:15 at Trapper's Turn. Visit friendsofthecampus.org/events for more information.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over, where current and new customers get up to $1,200 off phones, plus get the latest tablet on us. Celebrate with U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, Dells, and Reedsburg.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:49 on Thursday morning. It's a beautiful morning out there. A little bit chilly, but, you know, great morning to be out and about. If you got stuff to get done, it's a good chance you want to get that done this morning. Saturday's not looking too shabby either. Bruce Springsteen on Max FM.
Back inside, sat down, had a few drinks, but all WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Your ride, best trip.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said Wednesday tariffs will likely increase inflation. ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington says that sentiment not popular with President Trump.
The president firing back, criticized